Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Old Testament reading in Genesis chapter 3. Again at verse 14, the Lord God said to the serpent, in verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This is God's word. The tree of life with every good in Eden's holy orchard stood, and of its fruit, so pure and sweet, God let the man and woman eat. Yet in this garden also grew another tree of which they knew, its lovely limbs with fruit adorned, against whose eating God had warned. The stillness of that sacred grove was broken as the serpent strove with tempting voice Eve to beguile and Adam too by sin defile. O day of sadness, when the breath of fear and darkness, doubt and death, its awful poison first displayed within the world, so newly made. So begins the hymn by Pastor Stephen Starkey called The Tree of Life, which we have sung just a few moments ago. With the brevity and the power of poetry, Starkey brings to life the central conflict of Genesis chapter 3, and indeed, the central conflict at the heart of our world. What is that conflict? God said, don't eat. The serpent said, eat. The first couple listened to the serpent and ate, and the consequences were unleashed. It's a story both ancient and utterly relevant to our moment. Disobedience to our Maker results in demolition, despair, and death. Human beings listen to lies and choose this awful poison over and over again. If God had not been ready with the antidote to that poison, the story of this world would only be a tragedy. But God was ready with the antidote. In the immediate wake of the decision to eat the fruit, God announces what that antidote is. Stanza 3, what mercy God showed to our race, a plan of rescue by His grace in sending one from woman's seed, the one to fill our greatest need, for on a tree uplifted high, His only Son for sin would die, would drink the cup of scorn and dread to crush the ancient serpent's head. As strange as it sounds, the first gospel was a curse. It was a curse spoken to the serpent. Now, we can safely assume that Adam and Eve were within earshot. They heard every word of this, but this gospel is pointed at the deceiver. To the tempter, God says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring or seed and hers. He shall bruise your head, and you, serpent, will strike his heel. Now we have to understand that the word gospel, at its most basic, means news. It's news being reported of an event that is going to change things. And we typically think of the gospel in Christian circles as good news, and rightly so. This announcement in Genesis 3, verse 15 is good news for us, just as it was for Adam and Eve. That's pretty bad news for the ancient serpent, Satan. It ends with his head being bruised, or as it says in some translations, crushed. Do you hear what God is doing? He's cursing our curse. He's promising the death of death, delivered by the seed of the woman. And that's all the detail given by God in the garden, but we know to whom he is referring. And Stephen Starkey connects the dots for us in that third stanza when he identifies the one from woman's seed as Jesus. But let's rewind the tape, if we can. Back to the proclamation of this first gospel, is there anything else here that indicates good news? There most definitely is. Now, it's good news wrapped up in conflict and struggle, but it is there. And it leads to victory. Did you notice in this first gospel that God speaks, the alliance into which Eve entered with the evil one, it's already broken. As far as God is concerned, she's no longer on the serpent's side. She's on his side. He says, I, the Lord, will put enmity between you, serpent, and the woman. Without her asking, he's put her on his side again. God still regards Eve as his. In a sense, he's chosen her. That's grace. Grace hidden in plain sight. And though it's true, Eve and Adam have to leave the garden, God does not leave them. God, their maker, covered their shame through sacrifice, using animal skins to clothe them. And Eve could always remember, she could always go back to this moment in time and remember that God still claimed her as his after all she had done. And not only that would be good enough, but she would be a vehicle through which this serpent crusher would come into the world. Now, it would take a number of generations for that to work out. But she was a part of this by God's choice. Stanza 4. Now, from that tree of Jesus' shame flows life eternal in his name for all who trust and will believe. Salvation's living fruit receive. And of this fruit, so pure and sweet, the Lord invites the world to eat, to find within this cross of wood the tree of life with every good. As strange as Genesis 3, verse 15 may sound to modern ears, it is the first gospel. In it, God draws the lines that will eventually converge in one person, his son Jesus. You know, the more time I've spent with this Genesis account, the more it makes the world make sense. After all, it tells you and me that the fundamental temptation that we face is to try to be like God, to doubt what God has said, to construct a reality that works for me. It also tells you that when you succumb to such temptation, God still claims you. Better yet, He's provided a way to redeem your life. We live at a time in history in which the plan formulated by the Lord has been carried out by Jesus. The bruising, the crushing of the serpent's head happened at the cross of Jesus. Therefore, you can have peace with God and full access to Him anytime. Now, certainly, there remains an enmity and opposition between the offspring of Eve and the offspring of the serpent. And that will continue until our Lord's return. It should not surprise us at all. In fact, it only confirms that what God said way back then is still true. So, repent and return to the God who refuses to reject His rebellious children. Come to His table and eat of the fruit of His cross, the full pardon of sins that He purchased for you. And find your rest beneath the tree of life. In Jesus' name, Amen.